With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump and President Putin failing to reach a deal to end the war in Ukraine. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Heading into their face-to-face talks, Donald Trump said his goal was to have Russia's Vladimir Putin agree to a ceasefire with Ukraine. But no agreement was made.
There's no deal until there's a deal.
He said the two leaders made great progress in their talks, but neither he nor Putin offered any details. Following their meeting, the presidents made brief statements and ended what was supposed to be a joint press conference without taking questions from reporters. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the meantime, Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky will visit Washington Monday to meet with President Trump. The administration has agreed to leave Washington, D.C. police chief in control of the department after a court hearing Friday, but public policy expert Matthew Continetti says the president's intervention in Washington is for the best.
Anytime you have more law enforcement on the streets, anytime you have more eyes on the streets, you make for a safer place.
Continetti says living in Washington is less perilous today because of President Trump.
Having this surge of National Guard, having the federal agents, having the Justice Department in charge of the Metro Police Department, all these things make the city safer.
Attorney General Pam Bondi in a new memo directing the district's police to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement regardless of any city law. Floods and mudslides are being blamed for at least 220 deaths in Pakistan. Hundreds more are missing. And authorities are still searching for those missing in a remote village in India-controlled Kashmir after flash floods tore through the area. 80 people still unaccounted for. This is SRN News. A troubling new report from the Family Research Council.
Churches in the U.S. reported more than 400 acts of hostility last year: physical assaults, arson, vandalism, bomb threats, and gun violence. There were 415 incidents in all, affecting 383 churches in 43 states. Not every act was clearly motivated by hatred of Christianity, but the FRC notes that, quote, such crimes can leave churches in financial, physical, and emotional disarray. Some struggle to cover the cost of repairs and fear future offenses. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A historic synagogue in the Ukrainian city of Odessa has been badly damaged by a Russian drone strike. Synagogue was built in 1898, but had not been actively used by the local Jewish community since the Soviets shut it down in the 1920s. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the war resulted in the devastation of a number of synagogues. This is SRN News. Small-scale solar panels about the size of a door are poised to be plugged into more U.S. homes.
Homeowners and renters who want to harness the sun's energy continue to look for cheaper alternatives to rooftop installations. Known as plug-in or balcony solar, the systems that are already popular in Europe could become more attractive to U.S. buyers now that the residential rooftop solar credits are being scrapped under the GOP tax bill. Manufacturers report increased demand amid other positive signs, such as Utah recently passing a law to streamline regulations for homeowners to buy and install them. John Scott reporting.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell indicted in what prosecutors allege a scheme to conceal a romantic relationship with her bodyguard. She and Jeffrey Vapi accused of exchanging encrypted messages to avoid detection. More details at srnnews.com.